And I'm like, no, you're killing me.
So when that happens, what's the right thing to do? Like, do you warn them and then do it? And then if it doesn't work out, just say, I warned you? Or do you refuse jobs?
I don't ever refuse jobs because, like, why would you give up money? But, like, I always tell them, like...
I refuse jobs tutoring.
Well, that's fair.
Because I think if a parent's asked for a thing that's unreasonable, or if the mm-hmm. kid can't do it, or if the kid needs more help or less help or mm-hmm. whatever it is, I'm basically all word of mouth. Like, I post stuff on Facebook, but it's word of mouth. I get a lot of emails. I get three emails in the last 2 days, and I have to be like, sorry, I'm busy. I can't, you know. But that means I can never have a bad review, or at least not a serious one.
Yeah.
And so when talking with the parents, talking with the kid, when I get the sense that, like, they're not going to get the outcome they want, mm-hmm. and I can't get them close, or I'm not going to be able to change their mind, I try to very politely, like, refer another tutor or explain mm-hmm. what they should do. Not because I couldn't use the money, but because I think that damages, you know what I mean? And so like doing it artistically, like, that's purely instruction. Like, there's no
art. I mean, I've turned down jobs because, like, their finance requests or, like, contract requests are just ridiculous. I've turned it down through that, but I haven't turned down a job due to, like, artistic differences. I usually give them, like, a warning and be like, hey, I recommend that we do this and this and this versus that.
I'm probably, like, overthinking it. Do you do that in writing? Like, do you do that in an email?
Yeah, so I usually talk to clients, like, through email or through text. Yeah.
That way, I mean, I just to create, like...
Oh, no, if I did it, like, over the phone or in person, I would be, like, shaking. I'd be like, no, I don't think you should do that. But, I mean, that's cool. Yeah, whatever you want.
A little more brave when you have to try to write it down, proofread it, send, like, think about it.
Exactly. Yeah. And, yeah, I usually tell them, like, look, this would be better. But, and if they're, like, really stubborn about it, I'm like, okay, fine. Like, we'll do it your way.
Yeah.
But I do think this way would be better. I haven't had, like, I usually have, like, a little mock-up of what I think it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't work out, I'm like, please let me know. And then we can go forward with what I originally thought would be best for you. And more times than not, a lot of clients will come back and be like, you're right. Or that makes sense. Or they'll show their friends and family and they'll be like, it didn't really resonate with any of them. And then they'll come back and be like, can we actually do something that's, like, in between or, like, in the middle? And I'm like, fine. That makes sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, in the end, they're paying you for a thing that make them happy. And you know, it's like when I'm helping kids with college admissions essay, that's about as close as I get to creative work in tutoring.
Yeah.
You know, and I tell them, like, we have two jobs here. I'm going to help you write an essay, you know, you're going to write it. Like, I don't do any of the writing, but I'll do all the revision, all this, I'll plan it with you, all this stuff. You're going to end up with an essay that's better than you could have done on your own. And you're going to feel better about the process.
Yeah.
And my kids get to go to daycare rather than get locked in a dog. I usually don't say that part. Like, you know, it's, there's two goals. Like, you want papers that help you get into college. And I would like,
want money.
I would like my kids to go to daycare in a decent way.
Yeah.
And so in those cases, you know, when they say, well, this is the paper I want to write, you know, I can advise against it. And they say, that's it. And I go, in the end, all that matters is you're happy.
Yeah.
I want to say all that matters is you get into the college, but all that matters is that you're happy with your effort to get in. Because it's not my job to get you in. It's my job to help you feel as prepared as you can be to do your thing.
Yeah.
If you're doing advertising for someone, you know, while you would love for them to sell a ton and do the rest, like, the reality is you just want them to be happy with what they have.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't sell, then, you know, that's on them kind of
thing. Yeah.
And
a lot of times, like, I feel like people are just so stubborn and they don't even realize that there is a better option out there.
Yeah.
And that they're just so set on, like, their baby, I guess. Like, they thought of this idea and they think it's so great, but they're not open to the idea of letting other people help them. So I feel like more times than not, I'm like, I think this would look better, and they'll see what I created that was, like, in their vision. They're like, it's not that good. And I'm like, I know. I try to tell you.
I know, yeah. Now you can pay me to redo it.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you figure out, like, the business side of that stuff for freelance work? Is that just trial and error piecing things together, or is that a lot of Googling to figure out, you know?
It's kind of both. So I Googled it a lot, and I talked to Lindley a lot, the girl who I, like, talked to about, like, almost everything. And
do you keep in touch with her after she left?
Yeah, we talk almost every day.
Nice.
Yeah. But Yeah, it was basically like a lot of Googling and asking her if I thought this rate was obscene, or like if my portfolio was up to par with how much I'm charging and stuff like that. But I guess, I mean, it was a little hard at first because I like would send people like how much I charge, and I'd be really nervous because I would be like, what if they don't want to do that because I'm like too expensive, or what if I'm too cheap?
Right.
Or like, I want to get my money's worth. And I also reached out to like a community of artists on Facebook, and I posted like an art piece that I did because I had a client who was just, this is a client that I had to decline ultimately, mm-hmm. because he wanted too much art in a very little time. And if I were to ever be late, I would lose all rights to my art. And I was like, I feel like that's kind of weird. And then I posted
it. It's a trap.
Yeah.
It's a trap.
And then I was like, And I posted it to the art community, and they were like, do not do it at all. And I was like, okay, you think? And they were like, yeah. So many people had gone through that as well. And I was like, whoa, like I had no idea. And like, there were artists that I've been following on Instagram for years that I like highly respect that were commenting on that post that I was like, yo, like this is crazy. And like super impressed that they actually took the time to like write out like a paragraph of just advice and just like declining the offer and telling me like, don't do it.
So that's obviously helpful. Do you think that like boosts your confidence though? Like when people you see that you think are good, that you know, they're popular online, all the rest, when they take the time to respond, like if I put up my drawings, and with the same complaint, like I bet they wouldn't respond. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I mean, it was a total ego boost for sure, but
does that help you feel better about your pricing then though? Like
it did make me feel better about my pricing, and it also made me feel a lot more confident in declining that offer, because I thought before I posted that, I was like, am I just being like really like ridiculous and just being super picky? Yeah. Like, maybe this is just an industry norm that I just don't know about.
Right.
And I was, like, super unsure about everything. And then just talking to everybody, it was, like, 300, like, plus comments of just everyone just being like, no, don't do it. This person sounds shady. You're just going to work your butt off, and it's not going to pay off whatsoever.
Right.
And I was like, okay. Yeah. So, like, reading everything just made me feel a lot more confident in, like, how I'm charging and if I'm even worth that much.
Right.
So I thought that was a really good
one. I think that's a weird thing too. And I'll refer to tutoring next to the same job, but it's the same sort of freelance. Like it's the thing I do on the side, mm-hmm. or whatever. I started out, you know, and I'll say, you don't have to say any of your stuff, but like I talk about my pricing openly because mm-hmm. it bothers me that other people don't. Like I see the same people at the library, like at certain libraries, every day of the week. Or, mm-hmm. you know, I'm there 3 days a week and I see the same people all 3 days.
Yeah.
You know? And here and there, just, oh, I'm trying to find a table, or we end up sitting this. I say hi, you know, and then I think only once has anyone else ever started the conversation. So I don't know if I'm just being weird and doing like, I'm not trying to like force this on anyone, but we make eye contact 3 times a week. I should at least say hello at some point, you know? But I do that, and people on average are friendly, but also seem a little uncomfortable. And on the first time talking to a person, I never ask, but for the couple of people who I've talked to, a couple, what do you charge? And they either, you know, talk about how they don't have a set price, which essentially always, it sounds like they end up allowing themselves to be talked down, mm-hmm. is really what it sounds like. Or they refuse to say it, you know, I mean, politely, just, oh, you know, I mean, give this roundabout.
I've never understood
that either. And so like I didn't used to tutor as much, and I did $40 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, seems reasonable.
Totally. I agree with that one.
You know, and then I was getting a few extra requests, and two of the parents of kids I was tutoring, like, they're paying me. And they actually said within a week or two of each other, it was really weird, you know, you could probably charge a little more for what you're doing. And when, like, the person that's paying you tells you they would pay you more.
Yeah. You're kind of like, okay.